You invest a lot in R&D, about $3.5 billion. That's the figure I read, on a revenue of about $25 billion. This is a huge amount. We know that you have research centers not only in the US, other places around the world. What are your other top research centers? Which ones are they? And going back to Turkey, do you anticipate at any point that you will make an R&D investment in Turkey? How do you decide the physical locations for the research centers?
We tend to make R&D investments where we see startups. And so, where we see very aggressive startups, whether it's Scientific Atlanta in Atlanta in the US, or investments in Bangalore or in Shanghai, which are two of our other major investment centers around the world, we tend to go where the startups are. That's because the startups may bring in benefits for us, and we tend to go next to the universities who train the people. So we try to attract the best and the brightest of a country, wherever they are in the world. Some of them will be in physical locations such as Bangalore or Shanghai, or Raleigh or San Jose, or Boston or Texas or elsewhere. This would be virtually around the world, where we attract the best and the brightest. Perhaps they work in Turkey, or we attract them to work in one of our other centers around the world. So our goal is to attract the best and the brightest and get them to be a part of Cisco. I believe that is quite important for Cisco.
Okay, I see your point. My next question is, in the coming years of development, what is your vision for Cisco?
My vision for Cisco has not changed in 15 years. I view that Cisco can play, if we are effective and if we do what is right, the leading role in changing the way the world works, lives, learns, and plays through the internet. And we would like to be the company that helps that happen, both from a success on the financial side, but also a success on the corporate social responsibility side. There can be no higher goal in life than changing people's lives on a global basis, and I believe the internet is that equalizer along with education. So that is our dream for Cisco. Time will tell whether we can achieve that or not. We hope that Cisco can play quite an important role in people's lives.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you very much for this candid interview and for your time. We appreciate it very much.
In fact, it's a pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to share my views.